Wild card weekend for football. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside our Bill Zimfer joined us this morning. Guys, good morning. And, you know, typical NFL, we've got some games, but we've got drama. Is Gruden going to take this job with the Raiders? And, oh, my goodness, this soap opera in New England, this thing may be coming apart. Bill, good morning. We also have some games, right?
Oh, yeah, we got a couple of games to talk about, too. Good morning, guys. Yeah, a couple of wild card games Saturday and Sunday. Although, if you look at what the odds makers are saying, we're not going to see any very good games here. 9-point spreads for a couple of these games, which is really unheard of in the playoffs. And, boy, you're right. A team that has off the New England Patriots, they're going through something up there. And it all has to do with Tom Brady's trainer, Alex Guerrero, and of course, Bill Belichick. Belichick doesn't want him around the facilities. So there's some friction going on there, and you have to wonder how long, of course, Tom Brady at 40 years old can go. He says he'd like to go for a few more years, but I've seen it, and I'm sure Mike Snyder has seen it, that those skills deteriorate in a hurry once you get to that age.
Yeah, well, something's going in deep there, because now I think it explains a little bit as to why they traded Jimmy Garoppolo for just that second-round pick, Bill.
Absolutely. And it's interesting to see, of course, Bill Belichick never tips his hand as to what he's doing. I can't imagine having to be a reporter covering the New England Patriots and having to talk to Bill Belichick every day, because that would be torture. You're not getting anything from him.
Bill, we have seen wild card teams go all the way. Of the group that's playing this weekend, of the teams, who do you think has the best shot maybe of making a Super Bowl?
I think the New Orleans Saints have a good shot at it. Of course, they've got to get by the Panthers in the first round, which won't be easy. But the Saints really have put together quite a unit there. Drew Brees, of course, leading the way, and they have a rejuvenated rushing attack. Alvin Kamara may be the pick of the steal of the draft. Remember when they took him and you said, wait a minute, you got Mark Ingram, you got Adrian Peterson, what are you taking a running back for? Well, we found out. Just a dynamic player there. I think the New Orleans Saints, should they beat the Panthers, they will probably go to Philadelphia, an undermanned team without Carson Wentz. They've got a shot to make it to the Super Bowl.
All right, and as you suggest, heavy favorites really in all four games this weekend. Which team has the best chance of pulling off the upset?
I think the Falcons have a chance to upend the Rams for this reason, Mike. I think the Rams is the youngest team in the NFL. Just have no idea what happens in the postseason. You've got three speeds in the NFL. You got preseason speed, you got regular season speed, and then you have playoff speed. Everything ratchets up in the playoffs. And I just think back to Dan Marino, who made the Super Bowl in his second year, and after they lost, he said, well, you know, it's no big deal. I'll be back two or three more times, and he never made it back again. With a young player, you don't have that sense of urgency like you have. The Falcons, on the other hand, have been there before. Last year, of course, they know what it's all about.
Good take. Saturday, Tennessee, Kansas City, 4:30. Atlanta Rams, 8:15. Sunday, Buffalo, Jacksonville, 1:05. Carolina, New Orleans matchup is at 4:40. Our Bill Zimfer on the preview of the NFL Wild Card Weekend. Bill, thanks. Have a good weekend.
You're welcome, guys. Have a great day.